Hello, I'm here with Adrian Windsor, who farms 240 acres at Forest Farm, Whitland in Carmarthenshire. Welcome, Adrian. Perhaps you can start by telling us all a little bit about your farm.
We've got about 145 cows at the moment. We keep 300 breeding ewes. We keep all the beef cattle. And it's pretty well all grazing. Very little feed. Sheep are all grazing with no creep feeds. Cows are all pretty well grazing with very little feed. Basically, it's run on two Lely Robots A4s, and they've been in since 2017. We do grow a field of whole crop every year. That's about it, really. We will grow kale if we're short of silage to feed through the winter, so they turn the cows out every day. But other than that, it's mainly grass.
And what sort of soil type have you got there? Do you grow grass well there?
We grow grass very well at this part of the world, yeah. Some of it dries out badly in the summer if we get a dry spell. We have got river meadows, which are very, very productive all year round, but they, of course, they flood. So we've got quite a mixture of ground as well.
And I think recently you've added some herbal lays, have you, to your rotation to try and make your grass a bit more drought resistant?
Yeah, we've the last probably 15 years when we reseed after barley, we've been putting a chicory mix in, and it's very deep rooted and the cows absolutely love it, and it just helps through drought years. In fact, in a drought year the chicory will dominate and allow the cows to have a lovely lush feed at least once a day.
Adrian, you milk with a Lely A4. How do you like them?
I don't know if it's a bit of a long story. I used to sing in the choir, and Lely rep also sang in the choir, and he knew we'd had full planning to put a new parlour in, a 2550, something similar, and I still wasn't quite happy with the decision there. And he said to me, come out to Ireland to see grazing robots working. And I thought it was a waste of time and they wouldn't suit us. So on a bit of a whim, I went out there and absolutely blew my mind. And went from there, really. And so that's basically the story.
And what surprised you most about the robots in Ireland?
How efficient the cows were at grazing. And actually how they were actually grazing, and I thought robots, the cows would have to be in. And, efficiency-wise, with grazing, it's absolutely fantastic. You don't get the yields of cows inside, but efficiency-wise, it's unbeatable.
And when you decided to install these robots, what was the reaction you got from the cows?
The cows, the yields have increased, to date, just under 2,000 litres a cow. The cows have become, the herd instinct has sort of disappeared. And the cows come in twos and threes, they're so relaxed. When I was milking in the parlour, they were standing, we're milking 4 hours of milking, 8 hours a day. So cows could be standing there for 8 hours. Now there's no standing around. Feet are better, mastitis is better. Just everything's just so much better for the cows health-wise and better for me.
And what about how easily they took to the robots? How did you find that? Were you a little bit worried about how easily they were going to adapt?
Yeah, we had plenty of staff available, nephews, nieces, neighbours. So we had the cows got it virtually straight away. There was very few. Within 24 hours, virtually everything was going in itself. There was a few, I think we had about 8 or 9 which didn't. But by the time they'd been around twice, they were going in themselves. They never looked back. It just went forward and, you can't believe it was so easy.
And you obviously had concerns to begin with about the cows bringing themselves in from grazing. That was one of the things you thought might be difficult. What was your experience with that?
It's a massive, massive learning curve, because you just have to learn that that last cow needs very nearly as much grass as the first cow going in, but you have to only allow them access to enough to encourage them to come back to the next grazing. So it's trying to have good quality grass in front of them at all the times. So the incentive is to get to the next paddock for fresh grazing, but also a little feed in the robots as well. But managing grass is very, very difficult. It's probably the hardest crop to manage. But, you know, we're getting there. We're not getting there. We are doing it. It's unbelievable.
And Adrian, I think one of the things you wanted to do when you stopped having to be in the parlour for 8 hours a day was to be able to spend more time on grassland management. I think you believe that you perhaps weren't getting the quality of grass that you knew your farm could grow at that point. What have you done to improve grassland quality, and what sort of figures are you now seeing in terms of yield of grass and the sort of silage that you're making?
Well, we're probably growing about 20% more grass and using less fertiliser because the cows are going round more often. So it's getting grazed younger, it's growing more rapidly. Whereas before we'd have to mob graze because it just didn't have time to put fences up. But now I can go around and manage it. We can mow in front of the cows, we can take bales out. It's just, it's gone up a massive level. Grazing management, it's different altogether. Silage wise, we're going for better quality silages. We're trying to do at least 3 cuts, but we do graze the cows on all the silage ground in the spring. We start grazing end of January if we can, and so all the silage ground gets grazed by cows or sheep up until we don't shut up till the 1st of April. So the grass is very, very young when we're cutting it. We're trying to cut it the first week in May if we can, or the end of April. If it depends on growth-wise and weather-wise. We're aiming for a 12 ME plus silage and a 20-odd percent protein if we can. And we've jobbed to get that amount. Generally, that's what we're trying to do, just improve the quality of the silage by cutting it younger. A lot of reseeds. So it's good high quality silage, and because it pushes the milk yields up, pushes the fat and the protein up as well.
I think you said that you'd got about an extra 2,000 litres a cow now. What about butterfats and proteins? Have they improved?
Butterfats and proteins have improved. That also helps with in the winter time we do whole crop as well, because the silage is so good. We need something to bind the stomach, does like a scratch factor. So the barley does really good. It puts a bloom on the cows as well. But in the summer, we give them a really lush grass if we can in the morning, say, and then the night grazing slightly older grass. So the butterfats, we have managed them. But with this type of cow we keep, the high fats and proteins anyway.
And when you're looking to breed from your cows, what traits are you looking for in the bulls that you use?
Longevity is number one, capaciousness of body. But we have had to change our teat positioning because our cows are probably, the teats were too close together. But we are addressing that now, and we're using different bulls. But pure British Friesian, everything is pure British Friesian. We usually use Sex Semen for as long as Sex Semen's been available for British Friesians. So longevity is number one for me, so...
And you use the Sex Semen to breed your replacements, and then what do you do with the rest of the Friesians?
We keep everything in fat and everything. And we've got our own bull as well for sweeping. We use beef bulls as well. So half the cows have Friesian, half the cows have a beef bull. All the heifers have Sex Semen. So we keep everything anyway. So unless they're really good calves and neighbours and things buy them off us. But we've got quite a demand for all our female beef calves. They go to a lot of suckler people because they're such robust, long-living cows. And, well, they're grass-reared as well, so that's why they seem to want them.
And in terms of the type of cows that you've got today, have you seen them change since the robots?
Well, more relaxed. That's about it. They've gone from quiet to, I don't know, sideways relaxed.
Then if we talk just a little bit about the health of the cows, how have you seen that improve? Have you had more time to look at the cows or less time to look at the cows? Or does the management system that you use, I think you're on the T4C system at the moment, does that feed you a lot of valuable information?
Yeah, well, the T4C now, we've got mastitis reports every cow, every milking. So anything flags up, say it's, if it's, we don't even bother looking at cows which aren't on 3,000, which you get very few of them anyway. And usually we get them in, have a look at them. If they've got a problem with mastitis, which is very, very rare, we'll give them a garlic bolus first off. And generally within 24 hours, they're back to normal and they're back down well below 300 or 400. A few extreme cases. We've in the first 2 years we only used two boxes of antibiotics in the 2 years, whereas before we were probably using a box of antibiotics a month. So a massive reduction in mastitis cases, because each teat's been milked individually, and we can every cow, every milking has a cell count check, so we can just get on top of it. So which if you're on top of it, so we order Mintum and garlic bolus, and that's about all we do.
Then I think, you know, your whole philosophy there is to try and keep things as simple as possible. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the same as everybody, really. The simpler it is, the easier it is. So it's a basic simple system. The cows go left at night and right in the morning, and in the winter they're they go out. We let them out for 2 hours every day, if we can, from the end of January. And they don't come in if we can keep them out till middle of November. So they have a very, very short winter. But it's only for 2 or 3 hours a day that they get to go out in the day, up until we have enough grass for them to go out all day. So, and then they go out all night as well then, once Magic Day comes. So,
Looking ahead, what's your plan? Are you thinking of increasing cow numbers? Could you carry more cows?
We'll definitely be putting another robot in, because my daughter's got another business. She's taking more milk out of it, so we will have to grow. There's always room for growth. It's just when and where and what the family want to do.
So what's your daughter doing?
She's put a vending machine in on the farm, and she's selling milk around shops, and and she's milking two different farms as well. She's a firefighter as well, so she's got plenty on. So just.
And how's the vending machine business going?
Very good. She's started just over 12 months, and she's growing and growing. So she says she hasn't got any money, but she keeps reinvesting.
And is that people driving up to the farm and helping themselves?
Yes, that's mainly people driving up. But this last 3 weeks, she's put small machines in shops which go on the shelf, and they hold 3 gallons, 13.5 litres of milk. And she's goes around every day delivering milk now. So there's massive growth in that market, I think.
Good. So finally, how do you feel now about the robots? Do you feel it was the best decision that you made? And perhaps you could also tell us why you chose Layli.
It's the best decision we ever made. Of course it is, yeah, without a doubt. But, the reason we chose Layli is my son as well, he's an electrician. He wasn't a full electrician. He was thinking of coming home on the farm to work. And he thought robots again were a waste of time. So I sent him out to Ireland to have a look at the systems there. And he couldn't believe it either. And he said, Dad, we've got to do this. But while he was there, they offered him a job with Layli. So we haven't really seen him since. So that's why we went with Layli as well. We did look at the others, but like the mastitis thing, none of the other companies do it. It's just conductivity. Well, conductivity could be lots of different things. When you've got a cell count check, it's the cell count check and not conductivity. It's another. How do you describe it? It's like buying a Mini and a Ferrari then. So.
And what would you say to farmers who are looking at replacing parlours at the moment?
Well, you've got to look at all your options. It isn't going to suit everybody. We're in a fortunate situation where the grass is all around the robots. Every situation is different, but for us it's ideal. I can't comment on other farmers, persuade them to do it, because it's at the end of the day it's up to them.
And how have you found it in terms of freeing up your time?
Well, I haven't got any more time. You make more work, don't you? So you buy more cows, you keep more sheep, you buy more land. So it's I haven't got any more time. I've got better time. I know I'm not stuck in the parlour for 8 hours a day, so I've got more time to utilise. Well, grass management. If I go out to work, I work as well. If I go out to work, I haven't got to rush back. Anybody can run it. It's quite simple. My wife does it. And she works as well. So we all work on the farm, off the farm as well, and it fits in absolutely perfectly.
That's great. Well, Adrian, thanks very much for telling us your story today. I think it's very interesting. And good luck once you get the third robot installed.
Okay, thank you.